Anita, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Anita Martin is the chair of the Marion County Iowa Democrats, and the Iowa caucuses are coming up. A lot of the focus has been on the contested Republican race, but it's very important too that Democrats go to caucus on caucus night, even though President Barack Obama isn't facing any opposition. Why is that so, Anita?
Why isn't he facing opposition?
Why is it important?
It's important because this is where the grassroots level comes into play. We have precinct chairs, township chairs that would be on the central committee after the caucus. And there's going to be a lot of work to be done during the 2012 and up to the election. So people need to come. We have committees that need people on them to prepare for the conventions. And that's our county convention, the district convention, and the state convention. And we also have people that will work on platform resolutions and putting together a new platform. The last one was done in 2010. And so we do it every 2 years, update our platforms and the issues that are important to the people of Marion County.
Okay, and you talked about the county and district conventions. What occurs at those conventions?
A lot of the same thing. When we get together at the county convention, we will actually work on ratifying the platform ideas that have come out of the various townships and precincts. We will print them up. We'll have a group that will put forward the ones that may reword something that's already in our platform, and then we vote on that. So it's basically ratifying a new platform and, again, electing people to go on to the district convention. And that will be in Fort Madison for us because we are going to be part of the new second district.
Okay. And I think it's important to know, too, that you're talking about the townships and precincts having their own individual say. Even though that we're just meeting in two locations in Marion County, those townships and precincts have their own individual meetings at those convention sites. Is that correct?
Right. We will begin with a large group meeting, and we will have an address from the president. And when that is finished, then we'll go into our business meeting. Then we'll break into our wards and townships. And the people in those then will elect the people that they want to represent them at our central committee meetings.
And this platform doesn't just have to do with presidential politics, either national politics. It goes all the way down to the Congress and all the way down to the state level and even the county level, I imagine.
Well, the platform involves issues that concern us. So it's very similar to the state Democratic platform, but it's based on the things that we feel are important to the people in our county, our precincts, our wards, our townships. And we look at education, we look at agriculture, we look at the environment. There are all kinds of issues. We have several people that are really concerned about the water quality of Iowa, so I'm sure that we're going to see resolutions on that.
So if you want to get involved at this grassroots level in the Democratic Party, you should probably be there 7 o'clock either. Where are the locations?
Okay,
let's go over the procedure for going to the caucuses, actually.
Okay, we are having two caucuses. Everybody that lives north of the river, that would include Otley and Lake Prairie and Pella, 1 through 4, will meet at Lincoln Elementary School in Pella. The people residing south of the river, which is quite a few, so I won't list them all.
You know who you are.
That we'll be meeting at the Knoxville Middle School. We're going to gather in the auditorium. There'll be registration before. They need to be in line to register before 7 o'clock. If they are still in line, they can still register. But the meeting will probably go ahead and begin because the president's message is supposed to be about 7:15, and we have some additional setup to do prior to that.
Okay. And then, like I was saying before, too, it's just kind of important, essential almost, if you want to be involved at that grassroots level, if you want to start getting involved, maybe you're not involved before, to come to this.
This is the most important place to begin. This is how I started. I went out and said, oh, yeah, I'd like to do that. Well, look where I am now. It's a good way to find out how your local party works. It's a good way to find out what you can do to help the local party. It's a good way to get your point of view across. We welcome new ideas. I'm especially encouraging young people to come out because all the adults have to be voted on to become a delegate to the county and the district and the state conventions. Youth, they take as many as want to go.
Junior delegates.
Yeah, the junior delegates. And so basically, if you're 15 to 17 years of age and won't be 18 before the election, you may go as a youth delegate. Their only requirement, the only thing asked of them, is that they report back to the convention their experience. So they'll give them time in the program to stand up and say, this is what we did. We really like this idea, or we really like this person's ideas. And it was, most of them really enjoy it because they get to do one-on-one with the candidates and the representatives.
So really, they almost get a better experience at those conventions than adults do sometimes.
Absolutely. My own children did it, and I was very envious.
One other thing I wanted to touch on here is the Occupy movement has talked about caucusing for uncommitted across the state too, just as a show of protest of sorts at conventions, both the GOP and Democratic conventions. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, basically, we've received information from the state party saying observers are welcome at the caucus. You don't have to participate, but you can come and observe. But if you are disruptive, we can ask you to leave. I welcome anybody to come and just observe, even if they don't want to get involved. That's a way of finding out what to expect or what goes on. But if there is any disruption, I have my orders to follow. And they would basically be very nicely to ask them to leave. And if they don't leave, then I have to call the police. And I don't want it to go there.
But they're welcome to come observe and caucus uncommitted as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is there anything else you wanted to add about caucus night coming up? Or
I'm getting to the point where I'm going to be very happy for January 4th. No, I'm really looking forward to it. This will be my first time to prepare and plan and organize a caucus. So I'm going to be much better prepared the next time around than I was this time. But I've had a lot of help from my central committee members. They've been very forthcoming because they've done it before. And I'm very lucky to have an active group of people. And we will be selling our buttons.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Anita, for joining us today.
I thank you for inviting me.